In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q Code presents Listening In, starring Rachel Brosnahan, created by Sabrina Jaglom. Hesty, play Listening In.
Playing Listening In. Presented by Johnny Walker Blended Scotch Whiskey.
Hey.
Hi.
Look, I'm sorry about last night.
Okay.
Julia, I... 1 second. Hello?
I'm not sure. Maybe. Yeah, that could be tricky.
What the hell, Jules? You're spying on me now.
You were just what?
Is it too much to ask for just a little bit of privacy around here?
I don't know, Noah. Is it too much to want to know what's going on with my husband?
It has been one thing after another lately. This needs to stop. I won't be home till late. Don't wait up.
Never do.
You can't just show up like this.
I wouldn't need to if you were staying on track.
When have I ever failed to deliver?
You're distracted.
No, I'm not.
Maybe your emotions are getting in the way.
How dare you?
I don't have to tell you how important this is. If you don't have anything we can use soon, I'm pulling you.
I'll have it.
If you're in over your head.
I said, I'll have it. You can show yourself out now.
We'll talk soon.
Yes, I can. Where is that dog? Must be on another floor.
What are you doing?
What?
Are you stupid? I said, what are you doing to my door?
I wasn't doing anything.
It doesn't look that way.
I'm sorry. I thought that this was my friend's apartment. My mistake.
Make sure you don't make that mistake again.
Yeah.
Julia.
Noah? What are you doing back?
I had to grab something.
I didn't know you took the stairs.
What, am I not allowed to? What are you doing?
I was, getting to know the building, and this awful guy saw me outside his apartment and got pissed off for no reason.
Yeah, well, someone is bound to be upset if they find you lurking outside their door.
I wasn't lurking outside his door.
Maybe you should go home.
Yeah.
Good. Try not to get into any more trouble.
Hi, Susan.
How is my favorite client doing?
You say that to all your clients.
Yes, but I only mean it with you.
What?
Julia? Hello?
Sorry, I'm here.
Everything okay?
Yeah, I saw this weird thing under my door. It distracted me, sorry.
What weird thing?
It looks kind of like a business card, a really thick one. There's nothing on it, just a strange symbol.
Of?
I don't know. Looks like the point of a spear. A really elaborate one. It's yellow in a black circle.
Weird. I'm sure one of your neighbors left it there by mistake.
Maybe. It's probably nothing. But...
But what?
Never mind. It's not important. And I'm sure this isn't why you called.
Right. Well, not to be a nag, but I am who I am. How is the treatment coming along?
It's coming.
Jules, I love you, but I do have to play the editor card sometimes. I trust you, but I need...
No, I know I've said it before, but I really do mean it this time. I'm working on it.
Are you sure?
Yes. I've actually started writing. For real.
Oh, great. Well, that is great news.
I'm still figuring out some plot points, but you will have it by next week, as promised.
Good, because I really can't stall the publishers any longer.
You won't have to.
Anything you can tell me in the meantime? I'm dying to know.
There's this badass female protagonist named Sienna. She's wrapped up in something dangerous and intense, but it's unclear what role she plays. She's totally morally dubious, sexy, and in control.
Love it.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. I just need to hear, write a little bit more.
Great. Well, get to it.
Hey, Susan.
Yeah. What is it?
I know you were so excited about the move, but if I wasn't in New York anymore, would that be a problem?
Don't tell me you and Noah are moving already.
No, it's just... I might go back home for a while.
What? Why?
Things with Noah aren't... They aren't so good, and,
What are you doing tomorrow?
Writing?
Let me take you to lunch.
Oh, well,
come on. We are overdue for a real catch-up. Plus, maybe it'll help get those creative juices flowing,
Okay, sure.
Great, my office will send the details. Have a good night.
You too. Back to work. Hestie, play jazz radio.
Honey, we're gonna be late.
Coming.
Where's your jacket?
Oh.
Go. Great, let's move it.
Wait. Maybe I can... Yes. Can you press the lobby for me?
Yeah. Can I press another one?
We don't want to make the nice lady late.
Oh, I don't mind. Go ahead and pick a floor.
Good job.
Thanks.
Thank you. Do you live in the building?
Yes, I recently moved in.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm Emily, and this here is Callie.
It is so nice to meet you both. I'm Julia.
Oh, Julia.
And if you ever need help babysitting, I'm on the fifth floor.
I don't think so.
Oh no, I'm serious. I work from home, and I'm more than happy to help.
Say goodbye, Callie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Oh, hi.
This still a good time?
Yes, sorry. I just had to run down to the lobby. Thank you again for coming on such short notice.
Yeah, sure thing.
It's the desk drawer in there. I seem to have misplaced my keys, and I really do need the files inside.
All right, I'll take a look.
It's this one right here.
Well, I can either take the lock off or make you a new key copy, but I don't have the equipment to make a new lock.
A new copy would be perfect.
You got it. Oh, it might get a little loud. Two keys enough?
Plenty. Thank you. And if the old key turns up, that'll still work?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful.
Well, don't go losing those now.
I won't.
All right.
Thank you again. He wasn't lying about those tests. My God. What is all this? Redacted. Confidential. Redacted. Jesus. That business card. Why would he have one too? What is this?
About Julia.
Of course. The Hesty.
I'm not a marital counselor. You'll have to get to the point. She keeps asking questions about work. I don't know how much longer I can keep deflecting. What can I say?
Your head isn't in the right place. Affairs make you sloppy.
What does that have to do with
this anything? This is not the time to draw unwanted attention. What if Julia discovers your little secret?
She won't.
If I found out, don't you think she might? You need to think long and hard about what she knows and what she could use against you if she had reason to.
Nothing.
She's much more keen than you give her credit for. If she's asking questions, she must know something.
She doesn't know anything.
There's too much on the line, and I will not let some snot-nosed kid mess it up for me.
You don't think I know that? It's not just your life on the line here.
Excuse me?
Look, this isn't right. This is not what I wanted.
Calm down, Noah.
God, fuck this.
Are you quite finished? This is as much your responsibility as it is mine. We share as much to gain as we do to lose. Keep your eye on the ball and get your shit together.
Noah, what have you gotten yourself into?
Listening In stars Rachel Brosnahan as Julia, with Manish Dayal as Noah, Adeline Rudolph as Sienna, Bridget Reagan as Susan, Dana Melanie as Mother and Emily, David Aaron Baker as Henry. Additional performances by Katrina Aaron, Simon Jaglom, Annabelle Murphy, and Nick Williams. Created, written, and directed by Sabrina Jaglom. Executive produced by Rachel Brosnahan, Sabrina Jaglom, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yiling, Marielle Redlin, and Justin Levy. Co-executive producers Michelle Zarati and Russell Kahn. Produced by Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson and Brian Kesley. Music editor David Tatasciore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Sarah Ma. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Neronia. Edited by Neely Oftering. Sound design by The Audio Hive, Jose Varon, and Jeffrey Kanick. Mixed by Lamps Lampadina. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Casting directors for guest roles, Mayank Butcher. Assistant director, Liz Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson and Brandon Weisner. Production assistants, Nathan Yan, Jillian Evanes, and Cassie Cormier. Post coordinators, Rachel Yanover and Beatrice Neronia. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Devin Hennessy, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Ashton Harold, and Celeste Armstrong. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Listening In is a Q-Code, Automatic, and Scrap Paper Pictures production. Listening In is presented by Johnny Walker Blended Scotch Whiskey. Progress often starts with a bold first step. Learn how the world's number one Scotch whiskey is celebrating and enabling first strides at johnnywalker.com. Keep walking.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, no, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.